fall into a pit that's pitch black.
His lifelong wish to return to heaven had ended in a personal vision of hell.
So it was hot. It was extremely hot, very humid and dense. Smoke coming out of the ground. I am split into seven. Two of me, I'm living in my past, and I'm experiencing all the people that I had met throughout my life. They would come to me and get within my face and start pushing and screaming, and I would relive a moment that I'd caused them pain.
Then he says he saw the suffering his death would eventually cause.
My mother, I was there when she collapsed, finding out I was dead from suicide. My daughter, she was 18, and she's sitting on the floor contemplating suicide because I wasn't there for her. It was on my hands and face, weeping, not just crying, but weeping for Jesus to save me.
How did you get out?
I was pretty much lifted up by the back of my neck and slowly, very slowly lifted out of this pit. A voice told me, you have work to do, and if you continue to live the life you are, this is where you're going to spend eternity.
My guest is a fourth generation voodoo priest who died and went to hell. At four, you start taking drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Your brothers are selling. At five, you see your grandmother use voodoo against someone, and what happened?
He dropped over, just keeled over. And that's really what started me being interested in it, because I said, wow, what a lot of power for somebody to say a few words and a grown man just fall over backwards. And that started me getting interested in it, because I didn't even know that, you know, there was that much power in it. Except what I saw on TV as a child. But now I can see it with my own eyes. It was like, wow, I wanted some of that.
Did you try it?
Oh, yes.
At that young age?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened?
When I said the words that I heard, it felt like something started swirling around and got on the inside of me. And these things got inside of me, and I became possessed, and it started a spiral of going downhill from then on.
I mean, you became, how old were you when you had a gun and were working with prostitutes? And
13. I worked with
them. You lived a whole life by the time you were a teenager.
Yeah, you were a life over 50 or 60 year man before I even got into my teens. Yeah, that was a dangerous thing to do, to work with the prostitutes, and had to go to each one of the dates with them and sit there with the pistol and make sure the guy paid. I was only 13. It started working on my mind after a while. See, I started going really crazy after.
Wait, what happened when your dad brought home a witch to mentor you? What was she mentoring you for?
She's told me that I, being from Haitian background, and that I was to be sent down to Tahiti to work on the Papa Doc Duvalier, to be raised up under the president of that country, to control the people through voodoo. And so at the time, I was for it because of that power thing. And I was preparing myself to go.
What was your preparation like? How many hours a day did you put into this?
Well, not so much the day, mainly the night, because I didn't get much sleep. Because there's something about they call it the bewitching hour, which like 12 o'clock to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, which a lot of the evil things would be in. You would learn a lot.
This witch would give you the names of demons that would then inflict harm on people?
Oh, yes.
So you would just call out this name, and then evil would happen to people.
You can send things to people, right?
But what happened? Wait till you find out what happened when he tries to use this power against some real Christians. Hello, Sid Roth here with Earthquake Kelly. And Earthquake, it's pretty fascinating. This witch moves in. What'd your mother do about that? What about your brothers and sisters? You were, what, the seventh child?
Mm-hmm.
But did that have significance?
Yeah. In voodoo, they deal with numbers just like we do it as Christians. But they copy everything that God has. So they wanted the seventh child. Me being the seventh child, they picked me to go and down into to Port-au-Prince and City Soleil and live down there and to work with the president of that time, Papa Doc Duvalier. But thank God I had a praying mother, and she's still praying. Thank God for that.
Okay, so you're being equipped by this witch to be, some sort of a priest with Papa Doc Duvalier in Haiti. Mm-hmm. How come you didn't go there?
One day, my dad, the witch, and myself, the witch packed my suitcase from a little brown bag. She packed it. She said, "This is a day for you. I'm going to take you into Manhattan and put you on a boat, and we're all going to sail down to Port-au-Prince."
Did you want to do this?
Yeah, I wanted to do it because I was into power at that time, because I was watching some things happen, and it's some things really take place in that realm. And when she told me that I can have free course down in Haiti, I was all for it, with the power, with the money, with the control, being a child, being over a lot of grown-ups, stuff like that. That sort of excited me. And when the day came for her to take me away, they was going to sneak me out the back door, put me in the car, and take me into Manhattan, put me on a ship. I was going to sail down into Port-au-Prince. My mother came out of nowhere. I mean, came out of nowhere. She saw us sneaking out the house, and she said, "Where are you taking my baby?" And the witch said, "It's no longer your child, he belongs to me." And my mother said, "Oh, no way." And she grabbed, my mother grabbed me by the arm and was pulling me. And the witch was pulling me, and I was going back and forth like a tug of war. And something happened to where they got me away from my mother. They were going towards the back door. And before they can get me out the back door, it's like they both saw something that was so big and it scared them. They let me go, and they ran out the door. And I don't know what they saw, but I believe it was my mother was praying, and God must have sent an angel that prevented them from taking me down to Port-au-Prince.
You know what I also found pretty interesting about these two powers that are sort of in competition with each other is this witch used to put curses on people.
Mm-hmm.
And you broke into a realm where you could leave your body? Explain
right,
that.
Right, right. I can astral project. I could throw my hand through glass and not be cut. I could put a match under my hand and not be burned. I could do all kinds of different things. One particular time I had a couple of friends.